everybody. Connor and Mike here again with another 280 Mysteries We'll Never Get Back, where we're going through the many, many cases solved, cracked by the Boy Detective of Idaville Encyclopedia Brown.
Leroy Encyclopedia Brown.
Yes. Yes. As the criminals fear him, the police respect him, everyone else in town has, you know, given him their quarter and had him solve their mystery. So
gas can is his cash register, is that right?
Yes, he puts it down on top of the
gas can.
Encyclopedia Brown in the case of the mysterious kicked over gas can fire, probably one day he have to solve. But we've gone through, you know, various mysteries from the first probably dozen books or so. He wrote, you know, 280, so there's probably close to 30 books. This one is an interesting outlier. This was recommended by a listener, but at some point, Donald J. Sobel just, you know, he was like, I'm a scholastic book fair god. No one can stop me. And he got a little arrogant, so he put out a cookbook.
Wow.
Kids wanted an Encyclopedia Brown cookbook the way that, you know, there's probably like Sopranos cookbooks and Sex in the City cocktail books.
Cozy and stuff mysteries, like cookie sure. recipes at the end of our books.
Exactly. Yeah. Plagiarized yeah. cookie recipes.
Yes.
So, yeah, he put out Encyclopedia Brown Takes the Cake, which was, it has mysteries and then it has recipes based on those mysteries. And I was just looking through it. The recipes right before are the one I'm about to read to you was a mystery where they all ended by putting on sombreros and doing the Mexican hat dance. So he has a recipe for like a taco platter.
Oh boy.
Okay. So it includes a recipe for a Mexican meat mixture. I'll just share with you what that involves. Add a pound and a half ground beef, a half cup chopped onion, or 2 tablespoons instant onion, 2 tablespoons salad oil or lard, 1.5 teaspoons chili powder, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin optional. So
the really cumin is optional, hey?
The bold flavors of south of the border when you're putting people. It's too spicy, the cumin is.
That's optional for you who don't like. There's no, whatever.
Sure. So, but it's so that's the type of thing we're working with here. No one was obviously going to make these recipes, but maybe it'd be fun to try some of them. This mystery, however, is the case of the missing watch goose. Things are going to get weird pretty quickly.
Watch goose. Oh, is this maybe an homage to Sherlock Holmes? There's a famous where a goose swallows a very valued jewel.
Oh, wow.
And they have to chase it down, yes. Yeah.
In case of the sifted through goose dung.
Yes.
Let me know if you noticed anything like that, because there are some weird details here, but that could just be Donald Sobel. Encyclopedia was reading about the Roman Empire one Saturday morning in October when Candida Strong telephoned. Are you familiar with that recent meme where women would ask their boyfriends or husband how often they thought about the Roman Empire and videotape them and... A shockingly high amount were like weekly or daily.
No, I am not aware of that.
Oh, dear. Yeah. He's one of those guys.
Okay.
Candida Strong telephoned. Christopher Columbus Day is missing, she wailed. Encyclopedia stood firm. After all, Candida was so absent-minded that she could lose her sense of direction in an elevator. For her, yeah.
Oh,
for her, losing Christopher Columbus Day was really no worse than losing any other Monday. When did Christopher Columbus Day disappear? The detective inquired. Last year? This morning. Oh, you don't understand, Candida protested. Christopher Columbus Day is a goose. You've got to find him. I'm on my way, Encyclopedia said. Candida lived at a plant nursery.
Now, wait a minute. If someone called you and said those words... And then just said, oh, Christopher Columbus Day is a goose. Your thing would be like, what? It would be like 5 minutes of, you know what? No, I'm not going to help you because you led with that. Like, you know that I, you know, my cucumber is missing. Why should I care? No, you, 17 minutes later, no, cucumber's a horse, like a very expensive race horse. You'd be like, all right, go to hell. You can't use words and then switch the words.
And especially if you've done that. I mean, people are naming their cats, you know, Dr. Ziggles or whatever. Like, sure. People need to settle down with, multiple words in a pet name. You can't do it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so I'm already angry, but go ahead.
But okay, so Candida lived at a plant nursery. She hurried out of the house as Encyclopedia alighted from the number 9 bus. "Thank goodness you're here," she said. "Christopher Columbus Day is the best watch goose we have." She explained, for several years, her father had been troubled by people stealing supplies from the nursery. Bales of peat moss, topsoil, even shrubs. At first, Dad tried watchdogs, she said. They had to be chained, and so they were only good for the length of the chain. Also, Dad was afraid that they might hurt someone. She waved toward a group of 5 geese. Those geese were the answer, she said. They can't fly. They just roam about the place winter and summer. All they want is a kiddie pool to splash around in and a little corn. They do the job.
Can I rise to a point of order? Weirdly, you know, Bader Meinhof, right?
Yeah.
I just read about this, how a bunch of places are replacing watchdogs with watch geese.
No.
This is a real thing. Because for the very reasons they're just saying. That the dogs hurt them and they don't...
Too much of a liability?
Yeah, and so they put them around perimeters of places they don't want. And they can see in the dark and they honk at them and sound the alarm, but don't harm them. So it's a real thing.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Like, I don't know what to say either.
This, or like there's a brewery that has a...
yeah, like play. You know, I don't know. Like jewelry stores and some prisons and other in foreign areas.
Wow.
So it's anyway. It's actually a real thing. As weird as it sounds, it is real. Well,
that would be that would make the Shawshank Redemption a little more exciting. Yes. He got to the end of the tunnel and there's just this goose there. okay. If honking geese could save ancient Rome from the Gauls sneaking in at night, they ought to protect a nursery, Encyclopedia agreed. So he's just any excuse to drop that knowledge. Their beaks are like vices, Candida said. I've seen them drive off stray dogs that got into the hen house. She turned. Come on, I'll show you around. The tour took 15 minutes. Encyclopedia found not a single clue to the missing goose. He did notice, however, that the back of the nursery bordered on Denison Park, the state camping grounds. Monday, the day after tomorrow, was the real Christopher Columbus Day. Families in station wagons and mobile homes were arriving at the park for the long holiday weekend. Let's look in the park, Encyclopedia suggested. Christopher Columbus Day may have gone exploring. It's annoying me having to say it so much. As they headed for the park, the detective asked if Christopher Columbus Day knew his own name. Nope, geese are free spirits, Candida replied. Besides, although we have named the watch geese after holidays, we call them all Flatfoot. It saves time. Encyclopedia was both disappointed and relieved by the news.
I'm disappointed and relieved. Wait a minute. You go to the trouble of naming them insane, bizarre names, and then, well, what do you call them when you're actually just talking to them? You know, like CCD? Yeah. No, we just call them all Chris. Flatfoot. All right.
Yeah. Well, then let me out of the car.
Yeah. What is
you
the
can
point?
Find your own damn Flatfoot.
So they're looking for the goose called Christopher Columbus Day, and it's Christopher Columbus Day Eve?
That also it seems like, you know, putting a hat on a hat.
It is totally.
I mean, the guy was probably like, oh, this is the cookbook. No kids are going to read this. This is where we can throw the real insane stuff. All right. Encyclopedia was both disappointed and relieved by the news. He wondered if he could really have walked through the park calling, "Here, Christopher Columbus Day, especially this weekend." The two children split up, agreeing to meet by the entrance booth in 3 hours. Candida took the western half of the park to search, Encyclopedia the eastern. For nearly 2 hours, the detective asked campers if they had seen a runaway goose. No one had, though they were all interested and tried to be helpful. The only exception was a tall, muscular woman. She wore it.
A clam woman.
She wore a dark brown shirt, cut-off jeans, and hiking shoes, and she carried a large red knapsack.
Muscular.
That's 2 knapsacks in a row, yeah.
Wow, okay.
A goose? Are you kidding me, Sonny? She grumbled and never broke stride. A few minutes later, Encyclopedia found 3 feathers by a bright new mobile home. He was examining them when a white-haired man came up to him. "I'm chasing a goose," Encyclopedia explained. He held out the feathers. The man examined them. "These are chicken feathers," he said. "I know. I used to have a farm in Iowa before I retired last year. Raised turkeys and Rhode Island Reds on the side." Encyclopedia thanked the man and moved on. It was nearly noon. Most of the campers whom he questioned during the next half hour were eating lunch or preparing to eat. One woman remembered seeing several boys chasing a rooster early that morning, but no one had seen a goose. Encyclopedia was getting hungry himself when he spied two men eating by a fire. As he approached, one of the men called out, "What's wrong, young fella? Hungry? Have some chicken. There's plenty." The second man held a spit with several parts, wings, neck, breast, and thighs stuck on it. He flicked his knife and sliced off some meat from the breast. The real hobo stuff going on.
Wow. His bindle sitting next to him.
"Nothing like hot off the fire chicken," he said with a chuckle. The knife, with a slice of dark meat hanging from the tip, he shoved at Encyclopedia. "Much obliged," Encyclopedia mumbled, plucking the meat free. "Have you seen a goose around here?" "No," the first man said. "Hey, wait, we passed a bunch of them on the way to the park at a plant nursery. Some woman with a red knapsack was feeding them." "I should have guessed," Encyclopedia said and hurried off. He jogged the remainder of his search area without success. The woman with the red knapsack had vanished. Disappointed, he made his way back to the entrance to meet Candida. She was waiting for him. "Any luck?" "I have a lead," Encyclopedia said. "Did you see a big woman with a red knapsack?" "And a dark brown shirt?" Candida asked. "Sure, she nearly walked over me. Was she in a rush?" "She's a suspect." His voice trailed off. Then he smacked his thigh and said, "How slow of me." "Oh dear," Candida said. "For a moment, I thought you knew where Christopher Columbus Day is." "I do," replied the detective. "But I needed your help." What did Encyclopedia mean?
Boy, oh boy, there is a lot of stuff going on here. Misdirections everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Holy cow. So wait, what was the last thing she said? Can I hear that again?
Yes.
What,
Candida?
I needed
Candida?
Your help. Yeah, what, okay. Candida? Why the name Candida?
Did you see a woman with a big red knapsack and a dark brown shirt? Sure, she nearly walked over me. Was she in a rush? And then, yeah, she said, that's pretty much all he said. Then he said, he said, "How slow of me."
Boy. I can only think the guy was part of it, the gray-haired guy? Because he said he had turkeys.
White-haired man came up to him at a three feathers by a bright new mobile home. A white-haired man came up to him. "I'm chasing a goose," Encyclopedia explained. He held out the feathers. The man examined them. "These are chicken feathers," he said. "I know. I used to have a farm in Iowa before I retired last year. Raised turkeys and Rhode Island Reds on the side."
Yeah, see, I don't think those... I don't think that's correct in terms of the feathers. But what did the woman do? All she was doing was walking.
Let me read her description
quickly.
Again.
She's muscular and was walking quickly and called him Sonny. That's
right? A tall, muscular woman. She wore a dark brown shirt, cut-off jeans, and hiking shoes, and carried a large red knapsack. "A goose? Are you kidding me, Sonny?" She grumbled and never broke stride.
I might have to throw in the towel. I don't know.
This is a good one for, you know, your average 11-year-old being expected to understand the solution. It's not as insane, but let's just get to it.
So, but I would just like to point out, of all the insanity, like, people are celebrating Christopher Columbus Day by coming to campsites and roasting whole chickens.
they have
slaughtered themselves, I'm assuming, right? Because there's feathers around and stuff.
There are feathers littering the grounds of the campground.
I've never seen it. I guess this is, you know, I was pretty young during the 60s, so maybe I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, thrusting knives at young boys who just sat down at your thing. Like,
"Here you go, Sonny. Take a bit of this barbecued bird."
Yeah, we're making Brunswick stew next week.
"We call them fool's hens. What are you? Do you have a different name for them?"
All
wow.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm I'm just failing on this one. I'm not even going to guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, here's the answer. There's a very good picture of a goose wearing a police hat and carrying a billy club for the answer page. When Candida's father learned from Encyclopedia who had stolen Christopher Columbus Day, he went directly to the state park. The two men who had been roasting a chicken admitted stealing and eating the goose. Rather than have trouble with the police, they paid Candida's father far more than a goose is worth. Encyclopedia nearly missed the clue till Candida mentioned the tall woman's dark brown shirt. The word dark triggered his memory.
He realized dark meat? That can't be it.
He realized the two men had lied. They'd be eating a goose, not a chicken. A goose has only dark meat.
There is dark meat on a chicken. I heard that and was like, that's bullshit because that can't be it because there's also dark meat on a chicken.
The slice the men had cut off the breast and given Encyclopedia was dark. God. Had it really been from a chicken's breast, the meat would have been white. End of explanation.
I don't know, man.
Did you know a goose only has dark meat?
I did know that. I've had many geese in my life. Many. My dad used to. We'd have one every Christmas. Wow. I was going to say that, but I'm like, that's just too stupid because...
Right, because then, you know, what is the trigger by the woman? Like, you know, the very misdirected muscular woman.
I know chickens because I raised turkeys and Rhode Island Reds. I mean, he's just throwing crap in the air.
I feel maybe were they offering him the dark meat had gotten swallowed up or something. But yeah, it does say.
Okay, I guess I wasn't listening close enough that it was the breast that he sliced off.
He flicked his knife and sliced off some meat from the breast.
Okay, God.
And then it says the knife with a slice of dark meat dangling from the tip, he shoved it in Encyclopedia.
God.
So,
My dad used to hunt... my dad's a great character in the 370. He would hunt Canadian geese just on the edge of our property, right? Uh-huh. And so for Thanksgiving, he'd go, we'd have the turkey because you got to have the turkey. And then he would announce proudly, and I'm probably going to get a goose. So we're going to have goose as well.
Nice.
And then so he'd roast both and then people would, you know, family and friends coming through the line and then the turkey would be, you know, gone.
Ravaged.
And the goose would be like, there'd be a couple tiny slices off of it.
Slices?
It was so gamey.
It wasn't good?
It was so...
Well, the turkey's been raised to be as delicious
as possible. Exactly. Like, and sort of, you know, savory without... And these are wild geese. They who knows what they're eating, but they're gamey. They taste like, you know, you've had venison where you get like a piece of the leg where it's like, boy, this tastes like it's minerals and it's bitter.
That was a good one, though, just for a classic Christmas carol.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I was fine with it. But yes, it was all dark meat and very strong. You know, have you had squirrel?
No.
It kind of tastes like squirrel.
I did trap a squirrel yesterday, but that's true. Story. Yeah. Accidentally. Well, you seem to be one of the people who are like who could actually have got this. So the fact that it went over your head is a testament to the fact that no 11-year-old would have possibly ever figured this one out.
Yeah. I guess I missed the detail of the breast meat. I didn't know in all the thinking about like feathers scattered around and old gray-haired guys.
What color feathers do Rhode Island Reds have?
And I needed your help to say the word dark was the thing that, come on.
And then I think him saying, then he smacked his thigh is also probably meant to be a clue. Like,
Donald Jason. All right, well, what's the recipe?
So then it doesn't even have one. They did a whole thing about eating goose, so they don't. The next chapter just starts an Italian dinner. Candida was crushed. Her pet watch goose was gone, never to honk. Oh, no, there is one. I'm sorry, an Italian dinner. Encyclopedia nearly suggested they play Doc Duck Goose, but caught himself. And as it says, Candida is weeping.
Wow.
So there's a recipe for spaghetti. two tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons salad oil. Use olive oil if you have any. 2 tablespoons. That's a funny relic. 2 tablespoons finely chopped onion or tablespoon instant onion. Large can of ground tomato. Can of tomato paste. It's a recipe for spaghetti with tomato sauce. And then Italian cheese salad.
Oh, my God. What is this, instant onions that we're talking about here?
Yeah, I
guess. Is this a thing that people used to use?
Powdered, like, the grocery witch.
Dried up onions, I guess, that you'd soak in water or something?
Yeah, flaked onions, maybe, instead of onion powder.
How hard is it to get a damn onion?
Yeah, that seems the one thing you'd always have. Yes. But, yeah, then you have Italian cheese salad, which is a blue cheese salad. You'll need a salad spinner. And then a garlic bread, so... These all seem like things that would be hard to screw up. But
yeah.
It says if you don't like blue cheese, you can leave it out and substitute a can of chickpeas or kidney beans. It will be a different Italian salad and just as good.
That is a weird substitution.
That's like the New York Times recipe comments being like, didn't have cocoa for my brownies, added in Skittles, didn't recommend, 1 star.
Or the... I hate the concept of Chopped, where, like, open up your baskets. You have gummy worms, lemon powder, and a 13-day-old pound cake with pumpkins and raisins in it. And then when they present their dishes, the judges are like, I didn't get enough of the lemon powder in mine, so therefore you fail. You can't just, like, hand me a trash bag and go make me good food and then complain that you don't taste all of the trash. Anyway.
All right. Well, you can't win them all, but you know, at least you can make some good Italian salad after this one. So.
Yeah, beans.
All right. Thanks, folks.
So long.